Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Friday, the 21st of November. Finally, there was some significant US data with the release of the September employment report. Sadly, this data is a little bit dodgy, to use the technical economic term. It's not just that the response rate for payrolls data has come crashing down in recent months, nor that the accuracy of the household survey has been questioned. Those are both problems that have been building for years, and the Bureau of Labor Statistics has repeatedly told Congress that their underfunding makes this data less reliable. It is also the fact that September data specifically often has some weirdness in the seasonal adjustment process. Thus, though payrolls were higher than expected, it's also often expected that the September payrolls will be higher than expected. What caught the attention of markets was the increase in the unemployment rate, which is now at its highest level since 2021. The increase in unemployment was driven partly by increased participation in the labour market. More people are looking for jobs who were not previously looking for jobs. However, it wasn't a universal increase in unemployment. Middle-aged unemployment, 35 to 55 years old, actually fell. There was an increase in unemployment amongst those in their early 20s, people who would have been leaving college and looking for work. This increase in unemployment reflected an increase in the number of people looking for work in this age group, which strongly hints at the no hiring, no firing narrative. To the extent that these figures can be trusted, that still signals that consumption should remain firm in the United States. It is the middle-aged middle class that matter to consumer spending, and that particular group has little reason to fear unemployment at the moment. UK October retail sales figures were somewhat weaker than expected, although the consensus forecast is constructed from a worryingly narrow range of estimates, so being weaker than consensus doesn't actually say very much. There was a downturn, but this was focused on clothing and, to some extent, food sales. There is some suggestion that this may be due to the increased enthusiasm for the Black Friday sales focus, which online retail has embraced in recent years. That may increasingly delay purchases from October into November. Online retail sales fell in support of this argument. The UK's government borrowing reduced in October. A decline there was expected. There's quite a lot of noise elsewhere in today's calendar. The flurry of sentiment opinion polls can be overlooked without any fear of missing out. The Michigan Consumer Sentiment Poll from the States for November is worth the briefest of glances, however, because of its breakdown of sentiment by political affiliation. This does not mean that the numbers should be trusted, but changes in the numbers are sometimes useful indicators of where bias may be developing. If recent political developments, including the elections, have made Republicans more pessimistic, for instance, that should be noted as a warning that declines in other sentiment polls may just reflect political shifts. There's also quite a lot of central bank speak today, 13 central bankers jostling one another for the media microphone. And with all the uncertainty about the US Federal Reserve's policy outlook, that's bound to get some investor attention. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.